Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Kardashian has legal aspirations, but she may not want this gig. We'll explain.
Cardi B and Offset are sharing their love with others, but not like that.
Plus, Hulk Hogan gave his ex-wife an amazing parting gift. Wait until you hear this.
Hey, y'all, welcome to Dish Nation. We've got all that and so much more coming up.
And joining us today, we have actress and TV host extraordinaire, Mary Carmen Lopez. Yay! Yay!
So great to be here. I'm so excited. I was really looking forward to it.
All right. What's up first, HK?
All right, so we're going to start with Kanye firing his attorney at the last minute.
Ooh. What?
Yep, that's right. He made the change before today's hearing where Kim wants to be declared legally single.
Mm.
And get this, Ye's new attorney represented Nicole Young in her divorce case against Dr. Dre.
Oh,
and
Lord.
Kim's attorney represented Dr. Dre. So it's kind of like a rematch of some sort.
Let's
see who's going to win this one.
This is too much.
Confusion. I feel like we need to start a free Kim movement if it doesn't happen. Like,
girl.
Free Britney is like free Kim from Kanye.
I'm telling you, this conservatorship is not working.
At all. But, you know, do you think it's a bad decision to make a last-minute change to your legal team, you know, when you're going in?
Not if they represented Nicole Young, because she got hers and then some.
Do you feel like it's still that same thing of he found out that her attorney represented Dre, so he went in and got the attorney that represented Nicole Young?
Man. I think so.
That is what I think it is.
Yeah.
And that's just, that's crazy.
But does he not like Dre or something like that? Because, I mean, Dre, I thought they were all musical friends.
Child, those lawyers probably got beef with each other from before and ready to get in each other's throats.
Right. It's worth noting, just to roll back on this a little bit, the lawyer representing Kim is a woman named Laura Wasser. She's very famous for celebrity divorces.
Yeah.
She handled Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Yes, she did.
She's going to get Kim out of this.
Right, but this is, I think it's also him buying time. He wants this marriage
to
last. And I think he's just trying to, he has the money
this
too,
is
which is the problem.
Mm-hmm. You don't buy time, Mary Carmen,
okay.
when you're getting lookalikes as your date. You're getting the same attorney. You're buying creepy. That's what you're buying.
You're buying weird.
Well, if that's not enough, someone else is trying to drag Kim into their legal drama.
No.
Okay, y'all know Jen Shaw from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
who doesn't,
so Jen,
Lord?
Who doesn't, girl? Jen has been charged with wire fraud and money laundering. And you still get to be on TV on a show.
What feathers
consequences?
Low bar. We got a real low bar for TV, boys and girls.
I'm telling you. Well, Jen thinks that she is the perfect way to get off, and that is by adding Kim Kardashian to her legal team.
I'm feeling like I'm wrongly accused of something. I don't know what the hell's going on. Listen, do I need Kim Kardashian on my team? Because that bitch gets handled.
Now, this is, I'm not even done, boy. Mary Carmen, of course, Kim is not an attorney yet. But is this a good idea? Would you hire Kim Kardashian?
You hiring Kim K?
I mean, I would hire Kim Kardashian. I think she's done a great job with the cases that she's taken on. Mm-hmm. I just wonder if she'll take this case. I don't think this case would look good for Kim.
You represent somebody like this? Kim?
No.
Yeah,
and Jen Shaw is definitely crazy, honey. Kim represented black people. She got all black people off.
Oh, you see? Black out of prison.
Jen Shaw's missing that crucial fact.
She gotta be black. That's
sorry, Jen.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian has to test some cases out first, because, like, we don't know what she's capable of in the courtroom. You might mess around and get life over a traffic ticket messing with her.
I mean, HK, even being in front of a judge, I mean, Your Honor, really, the wire fraud and the laundering, do you really think that's Jen?
They said Kim, she's up for like 50 years. She could be in jail for 50 years for this.
But Kim is not her only lawyer, y'all. She added her to the legal team, so it's just going to make the team look good, I guess, and maybe distract people. I don't know.
You know, if it's like an all-male jury, you send Kim out there, it's a big distraction.
What if she comes with that black suit, that mask on?
Because justice is blind, you know? She can't even see. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Yesterday, we told you how Hulk Hogan revealed he's divorced from Jennifer McDaniel and has a new girlfriend all in the same post. Well, as a part of their settlement, it seems that Hulk had to buy his second ex-wife, Jennifer, a car and have it paid off so that she doesn't make any payments. Well, apparently he also paid her one lump sum, but the amount wasn't revealed. Now, is this a good thing? I mean, should everybody get a new car? You get a car. You get a car for a divorce.
It feels like she should have said a new car every 2 years. I would have making payments. Because one car? I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, but check out, I realize this isn't like Hulk Hogan of like 1980s or 1990s. Okay. Like, you know, he doesn't necessarily, like, make as much money as he was making back then.
He actually does have the cash. Because remember, y'all, when he got involved in that threesome with his best friend's wife, and he was in bed, he sued Gawker, and he got a bunch.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
Didn't he get, like, $100 million?
Wait, yes, about that.
Yes, he had that sex handle.
He still selling the Love Sponge.
Y'all remember that? That dude's name was Bubba the Love Sponge.
He has money.
Yeah.
Maybe she should get Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, there we go.
Your Honor, get a G-Wag. And she deserves a G-Wag.
Okay. Moving along. It's not always easy to say goodbye in dancing. We got to get serious. This is a sad story. It's not always easy to say goodbye, guys. In Dancing with the Stars, pro Cheryl Burke can relate. She posted a series of photos on a getaway where she was able to reflect after announcing her divorce from Matthew Lawrence. She just got married in 2019.
Whoa.
She captioned the pics saying she was taking a few days to focus inward and feel her feelings. Now, here's the thing. Here's the kicker. Get this. She tagged the location of the posts, and it's the same place where she got married.
That is so poetic.
What?
I mean, like, you know, every place has a start and a finish, so she captioned the post from the same place where, like,
so you
know.
You go back there to finish your head, Craig? That's like remembering what happened. You want to go somewhere different. Mm-hmm. Get it all out of your head, right?
Retracing your steps and going in reverse.
Okay.
Yeah. She's not bitter. When you're bitter, this is what you do. This woman is not a bitter woman. She's more than happy to reflect, honey. She probably was playing Barbara Streisand song Memories.
Honey, you go to Bora Bora to be happy, honey, and do something different. Change the scenery.
She could have gone anywhere to be happy.
Like, Cheryl needs her girlfriends.
Her friends. Like, that's
when you break up, you go to somebody like, you know, like you said, Brad, you go to Bora Bora.
Or a girl's trip. Yes.
You need to go somewhere and have a lot of orgasms.
Oh, Jerry. My God. That's the advice I was going to give to y'all women. Hell. But now you done took it out of my mouth.
Jerry. All right, guys. Moving on. Cardi B and Offset left a very generous tip for the wait staff after a date night in NYC, New York City. Mm-hmm. Reportedly, they were dining at a hot spot in Brooklyn, Chop House, and left a hefty $1,400 tip on a $3,000 bill.
Wow.
Sources claim they were with their entire team, and the orders included dumplings and lots of desserts.
All right.
I mean, would you tip that big for dumplings and desserts?
If you're going to be a baller, honey, you give the waitress the same amount tip that you give paid for the meal.
Is that what you do?
What? That's what I would do. Yeah.
That's
what my meal
is. Yeah. I ate with you before, and you ain't pay shit.
I believe in what the Lord say. The Lord say, honey, you give 10%. If I'm going to get a Lord 10%, I ain't giving you no damn 20, 30, 40.
But you just said you would pay the whole
amount. Which one is it?
Oh, yeah, you just said you would
pay
the whole amount.
Well, when I seek the Lord after I buy the meal, then I think about giving them a tip.
Man, Gary, next time you go out to eat, all you're getting is tea. You're like, you're not getting a meal or nothing.
That's why he's Gary with the tea.
Sugar.
Yeah.
Brad, do you feel like the pressure, if they recognize you, to tip more? I always do.
Yes, yes, there's definitely that pressure, so you kind of have to tip more. Otherwise, you'll see on social media, Brat, cheap as hell.
Exactly. Okay. The same way we talk about you, Gary. Mm-hmm. Well, like the saying goes, it be your own key.
Okay. It be your own.
Okay. You know, Tanner, you would have done that much better than me.
I would have nailed that one.
Here's Tanner telling me how to say, how you say it, Tanner.
No.
Do it, Tanner.
And sometimes it be your own.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to do it just like that. Like the saying goes, it be your own kids. So find out what everyone's favorite shady baby had to say about her mom, Gabrielle Union. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, you know, kids say the darndest things, especially Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union's baby girl, Kavya. Shady, baby. Do we not love this little one?
Love her.
So yes. Gabby posted a video of what was supposed to be a beautiful mommy-daughter moment until Kavya, a.k.a. Shady, baby, came through with the smelly truth. Ooh. Look at this shade.
Is that because my breast stinks?
Yeah.
So what should mommy do since her breast stinks?
Say.
Okay, y'all. She told her mama her breast stink.
Yeah, well, but she had the audacity, though, honey. I mean, how could she do that, honey? Do y'all think that Gabrielle, honey, I mean, felt like hearing her three-year-old say, honey, that she had some bad breath? I would have tapped on her lips.
Well, it's better somebody you know tell you than a stranger.
But head crack, that's a child. Stay in a child's place.
Oh, Gary, that little girl don't know nothing but to tell the truth. That's what they gonna do, tell you the truth.
You know, I have a three-month-old now, and it's funny because I actually wonder if she can smell my breath while I'm breastfeeding her.
You just can't say that's why she had a tantrum. Yeah. That's why she had a tantrum.
Right, she can't say anything yet, but she will, apparently.
But if I told anybody that they had stinky breath when I was little, I'd have got my butt torn up.
Exactly.
So I love the fact that Kavya had the balls.
Child, it's a different day, child. Kids don't get whoopings no more.
How do you guys tell somebody that their breath smells without telling them that their breath is stinking?
If somebody riding with me and they got hollow toes, I just put a crack in my window.
So you don't throw up.
All right, y'all, moving on. Looks like the hitman's wife and the nanny linked up. Literally.
What?
Oh, so while at the SAG Awards, Salma Hayek bumped into newly elected SAG President Fran Drescher in the ladies' room, and the two got stuck.
No.
Not like dogs, but, you know, see, Salma's glove got hooked onto the jewels on Fran's dress minutes before she had to go present the SAG Award to Michael Keaton.
Oh, wow.
And while Fran had Salma hooked, she took the opportunity to pitch her green plan, and Salma had nothing but time to listen. But it was all good because the ladies got unhooked and everything was Gucci.
Literally.
Miss Salma could have got hooked on me all day.
She
could have
got hooked on me, too, okay?
Because her husband on Gucci.
Hermes.
Hermes. Get hooked on me, honey. Tell my stuff.
But you know what? It's such a trip because as Fran was presenting her green plan, Salma looked like, bitch, I just want to get out of here. I'm cute. I want to present. Right. I don't want to hear nothing about no damn green. I voted for you, Dad. What else you want?
What more do you want? All right, y'all. It's deal time. Woo-hoo. And Morning Save spokesperson and lifestyle personality, Rosalind Daniels, is here. What you got, Rosalind?
Hey, you guys. So this deal is something that you want to have if you want to keep your loved ones nice and safe. It's the Heinz Vision Greet One Smart Video Doorbell. And what it does is it allows you to hear and speak to your visitors. So even when you're not at home, you know exactly what's going on right in front of your front door. And the good thing about this is that it has a built-in chime. So you could just ditch your doorbell and replace it with this.
Oh, now you know what, Rosalind? I had a scary situation recently, honey. And I could have used one of these because somebody tried to break in and I could have seen who they were on the outside of my damn door.
Yeah. Well, Gary, this does have a wide-angle view camera that automatically activates whenever it detects people moving. It records it and then it sends you an alert. It also has a color day vision and clear night vision images that it shows you. And it doesn't have any wiring. So that makes it very easy install.
Now look, home security can be expensive, so how much?
Well, these things can be pretty pricey, and I've seen it for as high as $150. Mm. But everyone can now get it for only $39, you guys.
What?
Yes. Safety is so important. And for me, I just feel good being able to give you something that you can feel secure with.
All right. Everybody, you heard Rosalind. Safety first. So go ahead and head it over to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you. Thank you so much for keeping us safe, Rosalind.
Yes. You're welcome.
Up next, could it be that the Tinder swindler got swindled? Well, honey, that tea after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, my, how the tables have turned on Tinder swindler Simon Leviev. Word is he was bamboozled. He was led astray and in an Instagram scam, y'all. Can you believe this?
Different.
Yeah, wow. Exactly. Now, sources say Simon was hit up by a verified woman on IG who claimed that for $6,000 she'd helped Simon and his girlfriend get verified on the app through her boyfriend, saying that he worked at Meta, which owns IG. Well, after Simon sent the good old cash, he found out it was all a hoax because his manager reached out to Meta and was told they don't even charge for verifications. So how does it feel, Simon?
Don't feel so good.
I didn't like that, did he?
No, it takes one to know one.
And
sir,
of course, right. Y'all, whoever scammed him erased the page and the info that could trace back to them. So he is clearly, y'all, desperate to be famous and will do anything. And whoever he got on his team shouldn't be on his team because they're horrible too.
I almost want to hit him up and say, for $3,000, I can get the six back for you.
Okay.
Have you ever been in a scenario like this? Have you ever been swindled? I don't fall for that.
I don't even answer phone numbers that I don't know. Like, I don't fall for things like that. Or those emails that you get where it's like, I'm over here in Africa. Please send money ASAP. All of it. I mean, come on. You call yourself a swindler and then they get you with that.
They got me for a boiler.
I bought what do you call those heaters that heat the water for your house, and they give you a trip to Hawaii. I was a legal secretary. Aww. And so I bought it. And then my girlfriend was like, bitch, yo, dumbass, you live in an apartment. Why are you buying a water heater for your house? Wow. And I said, they gave me a free trip to Hawaii. It was $800.
Did you get the trip, Sherry? Did you go on the trip?
I didn't get, they didn't even send me the boiler. I didn't get nothing. Wow. I got so scared.
Womp, womp.
All right, y'all. It is time for
We're
going to get unity one day. So, Mary Carmen, in case you don't know, here's where we look at celebrities' posts and we decide if it is a thirst trap or not. Mm-hmm. So, first up, we have Jaden Smith. Now, Jaden showed off his ripped muscles in two shirtless selfies on Instagram with the caption, on the road again.
Thirst trap.
Girl, there ain't no thirst trap, honey. What is this about me and Chess that people like? Because I'm not getting it.
But this cougar likes it. So hit me
that
up.
That figures.
Not now. Hit me up, Jaden. Yeah, Brad. It ain't going to be for no, you know, we ain't together for no eternity. This is just like, I'm a cougar. I like what I see. I got a glass of milk for you.
Now, let's take it over to Tracee Ellis Ross. Now, she took the IG to show off her attention-grabbing look for Off-White's Paris Fashion Week show. Now, she rocked the denim jacket and skipped the shirt underneath, showing off some lovely cleavage with the caption, in Paris last night. I definitely feel like every picture that Tracee Ellis Ross ever took was like the Where's Waldo of thirst trapping. Even if you don't think it's a thirst trap, if you look close enough, you will see the trap. What say y'all?
I am so envious because trying to go braless
and her whole
denim jacket, like my boobs will be peeking out at the bottom.
She probably got a new breast job. That's why she's doing that. That's what women usually do when they get a new boob job. They like to show them.
All right, up next, Harry Hamlin talks sex with wife Lisa Rinna. Is this TMI? Find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, now when it comes to being married, Lisa Rinna and her husband Harry Hamlin have a lot to brag about. Buckle up. Harry says that after 25 years of marriage, they have yet to lose their spark and have an amazing sex life. But that is not all, because at 70 years old, Harry claims he's never taken Viagra or any other kind of blue pill.
Wow.
No shade of disrespect. No shade of disrespect to men who need a little help inflating the scenario. But is this marriage goals or what?
Actually, this story makes me really happy because my husband and I have a 16-year difference, and I think that helps a lot. And, you know, it's really active.
You keep them young in the bedroom.
Absolutely.
Oh, there we go.
And then it has to do a lot with both of their sex appeals. I think they're an extremely attractive couple.
They're a very sexy couple together.
Yeah. Yes.
I believe he's not taking that blue pill.
And I think if you take care of yourself, too, like, when you treat your body like a temple, everything works the way it's supposed to work.
I am so, so sorry, honey. I would never, never say nothing like that publicly.
You think a bunch of chicks gonna be out of
there? Because Harry putting it out there and Lisa letting everybody know them damn housewives gonna be knocking on the damn door.
Harry. That could be true. Yes. You saying that your husband could go all night and is 70 and he's handsome.
And loyal.
And loyal, so
girl, my man is limp, honey.
Limp? Handsome, loyal, and limp.
Loyal and limp.
They Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.